This week, Egypt became a country that, for the moment, is definitely not tourist-friendly. Tourism brings in more than $11 billion into the Egyptian economy each year. But after the protests began, tour operators outside Egypt started to cancel trips, and it's left a lot of vacation plans up in the air. NPR's Siri Grassley has our story.
Kurt Kutai is the president of Wildland Adventures, a company that organizes adventure-based travel around the world. When protests started in Egypt earlier this week, he considered canceling an upcoming trip there. But when the government cut off all communication, the decision was made for him.
Now we can't reach, you know, anybody, so we're going to be refunding our guests 100% of what they had paid, but we can't otherwise confirm what's happening in Egypt at all.
Kutai says his company specializes in taking visitors off the beaten path, and that might sometimes involve trekking through areas with political unrest. But he says in the last 25 years, there have never been any big problems because they've always had eyes on the ground.
You know, we have to be able to communicate with the people we work with, and when we can't communicate with them at all, then that puts us in a much more precarious position to be able to make the right judgment for the safety of our guests.
Intrepid Travel, another adventure tour company, sends around 3,000 people to Egypt each year. Matt Berner, the company's U.S. general manager, says his crew is relying on a satellite phone to stay in touch. He has a permanent staff in Cairo who can deal with current travelers and will be there to greet arriving ones.
In some cases, clients from the U.S. have already departed, so they'll be met on the ground by one of our ground ops team and then transferred to the hotel.
Yesterday afternoon, the U.S. State Department issued a travel alert advising Americans to avoid any non-essential travel to Egypt. But that hasn't been enough to change the minds of some travelers who will be arriving in the country in the next few days. Ronan Paldi with Yala Tours says only one couple has backed out of a group due to arrive this weekend. Paldi had his Egyptian staff stay home so they'd have landline access. Yesterday, he was talking with his hotel manager every hour to make sure they were able to keep in touch. He was also changing reservations from hotels downtown to those near the airport and military headquarters.
That's also where the president is, and it's very well protected, and it's very quiet. They're flying on Sunday anyway to Luxor to start the Nile cruise, and they will be out of any harm's way within 24 hours of their arrival to Cairo, as it is.
Berna and Paldi did not report many tourists backing out of trips. Paldi says he thinks there's a sense among travelers that the turmoil won't last too long.
I think people are looking at the situation very closely, and everybody believes that sooner than later the situation will be resolved.
In fact, right before I spoke with him, he received a new reservation, a family of seven for a trip in April. Siri Grassley, NPR News.